The injuries, same as reported yesterday, no updates. Keep you posted Wednesday.
What are you doing?
Very good. He knew where he was when he came in the locker after the game and everything.
Yeah, it looks like rewatching it looks really.
Well, it was definitely scary. It was definitely scary because it happened right in front, and you know, it was a relief when you saw him moving around, and you know, the fact that it was concussion, still serious, but not as serious as it looked when it happened.
Kind of Quinn Carter, you practiced him late in the week. Is that just a matter of him passing the concussion test late in the week, mm-hmm. and wanting to kind of give him a rest early? Or?
Well, all that's in the medical people's hands. You know, we don't get involved in that. You know, Greek does a great job as our trainer, and you know, all those things, the guidelines that we follow, you know, that are on the medical side, when they're cleared, you know, we put them out there. If not, you know, they don't. So in his case, he was cleared, ran around Wednesday, but he did miss Wednesday and Thursday practice. So I think considering that, whether it was special teams or playing safety, he did a very good job, you know, with not very many practice reps during the week.
You know, the read option, and we talked a little bit about this last week, about how, you know, you invest a lot of money and your franchise is in the quarterbacks, you don't want them to get hit. I mean, did you come to the conclusion that Tim is what he is? He can run, let him run?
You know, as I've said all along, you know, we're trying to put guys in positions where they can succeed. And in his particular case, it's something he's more comfortable with. You know, he has a good background in it. He has a lot of confidence in it. You know, and it's, you know, we're asking a lot, not just of Tim, but our entire offense, the coaching staff, everybody involved. And, you know, we've kind of grown it as we've grown with Tim. There's no question we're looking for balance in the run and the pass. You know, we're probably leaning a little bit more on the run right now. And we have to improve in the pass game because in this league, you know, you've got to be two-dimensional, not one-dimensional, and it's something that, you know, I'm sure he'll grow, will grow in time.
It did seem to open up, even though you know, you missed some explosive big pass plays.
Yeah, I mean, offense. You know, again, you're always on offense trying to dictate, and the defense is trying to dictate, and you know, I think with time, with Tim, you know, you give him options. What I mean by that is not necessarily the option run game, but options as far as what play to audible to and what, you know, play to get to in certain circumstances. And he'll get better with that, and so will we.
John, in your opinion, why is the option offense never really taken hold in the NFL, and is it sustainable at this point?
You know, I think, you know, I spent a lot of time in the NFC South, and we competed against the Atlanta Falcons. And when they had Michael Vick, call it what you like, you know, it was that quarterback having the ability to run. And that, you know, creates havoc on defenses because, you know, they don't count that guy as a runner. All right. So whether it's taken off or not, they led the league in rushing for about four straight years, and Michael had a lot to do with that. I think he's done some of that. You know, he's grown as a passer. You know, he's in the, quote, West Coast offense now. But, you know, he makes some things happen, you know, in the Philadelphia Eagle offense, and that's just the nature of kind of, you know, his abilities. So it's kind of been done, but maybe not to the exact level that we're kind of at right now.
Coach, even if you have a quarterback that can run, isn't exposing him to that many more potential hits?
You know, every time they cross that line, you know, they're exposing themselves, and it doesn't matter what position. So, you know, I have a concern for all of them, obviously quarterback being one of them.
How would you gauge the improvement of the passing game from last week to yesterday?
Well, I think it was better. You know, I mean, I don't know that it was light years better at this stage, but, you know, again, you know, typically growth takes time, and, you know, we're in the process.
Was there any throw that you thought was his best throw of the day that was pretty that you're going to put up on the board and say,
the touchdowns kind of stick out in my mind.
I thought it was the Demarius's because you shut him down after that. You said, that's good. We like that one, and that we don't need to do it anymore.
We told him, don't throw to him anymore. No, it's good. Again, you know, he has reads and he has things that he looks at. And, you know, all in all, I think he progressed. I think it was by far his best game to date.
John, when you made the switch to Tim, at that time, did you think you would have to do this much with the playbook?
You know, again, this is what have you done for me lately? And, you know, you experiment, you know, you look at things and tweak things. And, you know, we're still a work in progress, but I think, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, as I said all along, we're trying to figure out our football team. And, you know, we made a change at that position, and we're in that process now.
What did you do specifically this week to reduce the sacks?
You know, I think, you know, Tim understood better where to go with the ball faster. You know, I think the threat of the run, you know, we kept alive for four quarters, where I didn't think that was the case 2 weeks ago. You know, being down 24-3 against a very good defense 2 weeks ago is not an enviable position. I don't care who the quarterback is or the offensive line is.
When you see what Vaughn and Elvis were able to do yesterday pressure-wise, we saw it in August, but Elvis has kind of struggled with the injuries. Kind of what you envisioned when the two of them were healthy together?
Yeah, I think the fact that they're on different sides, and we did a couple different new things with Vaughn yesterday. You know, they're both threats, and it's more for the offense to deal with, just like if you have two shutdown corners versus one shutdown corner, you know, that you create some of the same problems for the protection. So getting Elvis back and getting him healthy, you know, obviously helped us.
And bringing Vaughn up the middle, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, you know, sometimes. I mean, it's just you know, again, it's a chess game, and you know, you're playing chess against the other team. So but he had a good game. It's one of his better games to date. Both guys, actually, Elvis and Bob.
John, did you envision McGahee being able to be the workhorse after kind of taking a step back the last few years, where he was not getting all that wear and tear on his body?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you know, we were all familiar with him. Eric coached him in Buffalo. You know, I knew of him, just haven't been in the league so long. And you know, he did have a lot of hits taken off of him, you know, from 2 years ago. But yet he was a guy that, you know, we still thought had value. And, you know, it took us a while to get him into the offense and where he was feeling comfortable. And, you know, again, kind of getting to know our team back, that being a new player in Denver and with us. You know, I think he's proven and he's improved every week.
Do you think he could run like that in the open field?
Yeah. You know, I'd seen enough, and you know, he's done it in the past enough that I felt confident. The key thing is getting him in the open field, and we were able to do that some.
Speaking of that, getting him in the open field on those two touchdown runs in particular, how much did you think, watching it live or looking at it on tape, tentativeness in the defense was built on them not knowing exactly whether he was going to have the ball or not, based on the read option?
You know, again, you'd have to ask them that. You know, I think you know, they were definitely good plays, well blocked by our offensive line and the blocking element. And I thought good read and, you know, good explosion in the open field by Willis.
Is Lance Ball a better complement to what you're doing now to Willis than Knowshon is at this point?
You know, I can't say that. They're all three running backs. They're all three, you know, our tailbacks. And, you know, they all have got different strengths and weaknesses that, you know, I'm not going to go into great detail with you guys with.
Coach, in your words, this thing's still a work in progress. Mm-hmm. That said, you're only one game back in the division. Optimistic you can give this thing a run?
Well, I think, you know, it beats the alternative. And, you know, we've kind of fought our way back into it. You know, we're not exactly where we want to be. You know, we're halfway through the season at this point, and we still have a whole half left. So, much like a game, you know, it's important how you finish. And so we'll do that one game at a time. We've got a very big key game in Kansas City this week.
Why'd you call yourself a knucklehead?
Because I was.
So, why? Why were you? Why'd you describe yourself like that?
You know, it's in the coaching manual. You don't take points off the board, and that would be the main reason.
The Eddie Royal might get another chance to return a punt?
You know, there's always that possibility. You know, he's obviously a, you know, explosive player and done well in the past. And, you know, we've got him healthy. You know, we talked about Elvis. You know, we've been through a lot of little nagging type of injuries. And, you know, he's gotten back into, you know, kind of the groove, so to speak. And I think that could be a place where we use him in the future.
Notwithstanding Green Bay, I mean, on the road, you guys have had really good two wins, which is better than can be said in recent history. Any explanation why you guys seem to play a little bit better recently?
You know, I've always been of the belief, you know, it's kind of who, not where. And, you know, that's not going to change much moving forward. But, you know, all in all, it was, you know, a good win for us, a good team win. I think all three phases contributed. And, you know, we'll take that confidence and move forward.
Raiders took quite a few shots on Tebow. They got penalized for some. Vaughn got a late hit penalty late in the game. Are you okay with that, consider what was going on in the game, or is that a mistake?
You know, I'm not okay with any penalties. You know, I break penalties into two areas, you know, dumb penalties and aggressive penalties.
Okay.
You know, the dumb penalties we want to try to minimize.
Was that an aggressive penalty?
I'm not going to get into that.
Mm-hmm. Where would you put Clady's among the most penalized linemen. Are those dumb penalties or...
Like I said, I don't want to get into defining them in front of you guys, but I think our team understands which ones are which.
How do you feel about the way Clady's played this year? I mean, he does have around 9 or 10 penalty calls already this year, which not used to seeing that from him, given his...
Well, I think Ryan Clady's an important cog in our offensive line. You know, he's been a Pro Bowl player. I think he's one of our more experienced and talented linemen. And, you know, like... You know, all players, you got some good days and some bad days, and I think his good days outweigh his bad days.
Without specifying credit too specifically, would you talk a little bit about your offensive coordinator's participation in this game plan, particularly the option?
Well, I think, you know, I mentioned yesterday, you know, I think it's a tribute to, you know, the whole offensive staff, you know, not just the coordinator. Mike does a wonderful job. I think, you know, all the offensive coaches and offensive players, it's been an adjustment, and, you know, they've worked very hard to try to get success. And so, you know, yesterday was just a small step, and, you know, we'll continue to grow, hopefully, moving forward.
Are you going to have a group meeting, film session for the entire team?
I knew you'd ask me that, but normally we do at the end of each quarter. Very smart of you to remember that. But today was the first time I gave them a win Monday, which means they're not even here today as far as organized wise. Guys are in and out in the training room, and they've set up on their own, the captains, on all three phases to watch the tape and come back ready to go Wednesday in our preparation for Kansas City.
Is that something you'll continue to do, give Mondays off after wins? Or you...
Well, I think, you know, we're halfway through the season. You know, we've got a young football team. You know, they're not quite used to the length of this kind of season. So I just thought it was a good time, give them a little break.
As quarter of the seasons go, this was one of the more interesting ones. I mean, you had a quarterback change, you had an offense change. You know, I mean, is that part of the reason, part of your thinking that what happened four games ago almost doesn't apply to this team now?
Well, it's kind of every season. You know, you have a lot of changes. There's things that happen. There are adjustments. And, you know, I don't think it's too different than a lot of seasons I've been a part of. There's, you know, always changes and adjustments. Reality is we were 1-3 in the first quarter and 2-2 in the second quarter. So we made a little bit of improvement, and we've got to improve moving forward if we're going to get in this.
What is your take? I mean, obviously these are kind of artificial, but it is the midway point of the season for you guys. How would you assess things overall at the midway point for you right now?
Well, we're short of what our target was. You know, the target is to be 3-1 in each quarter. So, you know, we've got some catching up to do.